Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live.
Now, get ready to die. Are you serious?
Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and I am going to be your drill sergeant this entire month as we roll out our New Year's resolution boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. You hear the jingle. I am called the Sandman around here, and that's because I help people answer their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. Right here on KMBR, and that's because I am a practicing attorney and a licensed financial advisor who also happens to run a brokerage firm and has been doing it for over 25 years now. We are live in the studio, and we happen to be broadcasting out of Orange County today. It's beautiful down here, but anyway, hope everyone in the Bay is getting ready for the big game tomorrow. I expect the 49ers will once again delight us with an incredible defense and just a great, everyone's doing great. So we're excited about it. We are broadcasting this morning and we're talking about the boot camp. And so this entire month, we've taken this hour each week to help you get into financial shape. Maybe on your way to the gym right now, keeping your New Year's resolution to try and stay fit, try and keep some of those pounds off that we built up over the holiday season. And this boot camp series for January, we started the month out with our first week, basic training. And then we dove into the new tax laws last week that are going to affect your tax distributions on your retirement account. And it's really kind of going to get ugly. So if you missed any of that, then you can go back and listen to our podcast anytime you like at pyaradio.com. Again, it's pyaradio.com. to listen to any of those past series if you missed them. So this week we're going to continue the theme with helping you avoid what I perceive to be some bad investment choices for 2020. And now that that trade deal was just signed, what should you be investing in this year? It's going to be a very interesting year. We've had very little volatility, if you think about it. The market's been setting all-time highs, just keeps going up, and it seems like it's never going to go down. But you know what they say, all things that go up must come down. And so I'm going to unveil five smart money moves that you can be making right now. It is a brand new year, so take a big gulp of that Red Bay coffee, get your notes open on your iPad, and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier. It's going to be a great show, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. The first episode started with basic training, where you learned about the fundamentals of investing and how to save for retirement the right way. Then last week was episode number two. We had the tax man in the studio, and he and I dove into the new retirement tax laws that are going to affect you when you start to take money out of your retirement accounts. And there's some pretty interesting new laws there. So if you missed any of that content, then feel free to go and listen to our podcast at pyaradio.com. Again, it's pyaradio.com. Tell a friend. On today's show, we're going to take a peek into our crystal ball and share with you where should you be investing in 2020 and beyond? What do you need to watch out for? And so that's why we had the bombs going off there at the intro. This is going to be our landmine section, and these are some things you want to avoid as you walk out on that battlefield, soldier, because those landmines, they're laying right out there for you. So first, let's start with this one. This is a big one. Sitting on cash that pays you nothing. This just blows me away. On the fixed income side of things, we see folks come into our office all the time, and they have a very large portion of their overall portfolio in cash, sitting in a savings bank, earning just about nothing. In fact, when you look at the statement and you see each month that piddly amount of interest on there actually does you nothing. So fixed income is a type of investment that pays out a fixed amount of interest. Bonds could be lumped into that category. And so a lot of people think about U.S. treasuries. They are typically the most common type of fixed income investment that we see. And according to some statistics right now, Americans are holding a lot of cash. Balances in the money market funds, get this, hit $353 billion over the past 3 years. This was a 55% increase, and this comes from research data Trek. Deposits in U.S. banks also increased 11% during that time period. Now, the banks just don't pay. If you take a look at any of those money market funds or savings accounts on your statements, look at those interest rates. I find a lot of times people feel that if they can get the same yield on a cash investment versus even just a little bit longer term bond investment, straight bond investment versus a bond fund, cash seems like the safer bet. But consider this, if you did that, you gave up higher returns by using this strategy. Think about this. This past year, 2019, we saw incredible gains across all the boards, and this included the Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index. This consists of approximately 17,000 different bonds, and that returned over 9%. Think about that. By comparison, Vanguard's Prime Money Market Fund, that's earning around 2.1%, while the top high-yield savings accounts out there have interest rates hovering below that 2%. So money markets and high-yield savings are definitely better than keeping it in cash at home. And so if you're stuffing money under your mattress or maybe it's in the safe somewhere or, you know, the jar in the backyard, yes, we've talked to folks like that, then you're having inflation slowly eat away at the value of your money, not to mention the moisture that might be eating away at that currency as well. So don't leave large amounts of cash lying around. It's just paper after all, and you can do better things with that. Gold continues to be on a rally, so that might be an area where you if you want some safe hard currency. Even if you don't expect inflation to increase and eat up all your gains, currently inflation in the U.S. is running around 1.8%. Keep your money in savings. Try and get that higher yield and look at some of the short-term bonds. They're paying pretty good rates right now, so it's something to take a look at. Number two landmine out there that you need to be aware about is failing to regularly rebalance. Markets aren't static right now, so you really need to rebalance periodically to make sure that your investments are not off course. Let me give you an example. Let's say you set up your portfolio at a 60-40 allocation, 60% equities, 40% bonds. As you know, stocks did incredibly well last year, finishing the year pretty strong, and stocks have outperformed. So with the returns that we've seen, your portfolio might look like 75 stock, 25 bonds right now. By rebalancing it right now, you can sell off a bit of your stock gains, put that money into other safer investments like bonds, and get back to that 60-40 allocation. I recommend rebalancing at least once a year, and this might be the best time to do it. You could do it this morning. As you know, markets aren't open, but you could just hit that rebalance button, and then on Tuesday, when markets do open up once again, that will happen. Obviously, be concerned in your non-qualified accounts about taxes. Make sure you're prepared for that, any sort of fees that might occur. But it's something to just take a look at right now. So I recommend rebalancing. If you do it once a year, that's great. If your allocation is off 5 or 10% or more, again, it's time to rebalance. So let that power of the rebalancing work in your favor and make sure that you take part of it, because the math doesn't lie. Number three, focus on past winning strategies. I see this a lot. Diversification just goes against your instincts all the time. I know that when markets get difficult, you tend to concentrate your portfolio on strategies that work. I've seen a lot of folks sticking with their high yield preferreds. They say, oh, that works all the time. No, it doesn't. So investors who focus on what's worked before, you're going to miss out on turning points that occur. I want to give you an example. I talked about Netflix earlier. It was one of the hottest stocks in 2018. It just was. It was doing everything right. Well, it returned 39% in 2018. However, if you look at how it did In 2019, it underperformed gravely. The S&P index was up over 28%. Netflix was barely over 9%. So that's what I'm talking about. I recommend keeping an open mind when it comes to investing and make sure you have a balanced, diversified investment mix. Look what happened last year. Every major asset class produced above average return. And so it really paid you to be broadly diversified. Speaking of diversification, one reason people invest in real estate is to provide diversification and, more importantly, income, even in troubling times. Are you aware of the new law that just passed here in California when it comes to your rental properties? The plaintiff lawyers are very excited about this new law, and if you own rental real estate, it's really time to get yourself educated and protected. Why? Have you thought about what would happen if you lost one of your rentals, the entire rental property, to a lawsuit? How much income would you need for attorney's fees, not to mention paying that tenant off, and then also maintaining your lifestyle in retirement? Where is that going to come from if something like that comes at you? Again, this new law is aggressive, and I want to make sure that you have a written backup plan to ensure that you have more than enough coming in to come in each and every month, even if this comes your direction. Hoping is not a plan. You've been lucky so far. If you don't live in San Francisco, own property in San Francisco or Oakland, you're going to experience this across the land because those types of laws, those type of aggressive tenant laws are coming your way. Now, coming up here on Protect Your Assets, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say that you should always have technology in your portfolio. Is that really a good idea right now? There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
Experiences just waiting to happen. Some call it retirement. We call it bliss. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And our goal is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressed life when it comes to your money. And this entire month, we've taken this hour each week to help you get into financial shape for 2020. Because maybe you're on your way to the gym right now, you're trying to stick to your goals, and I know how tough it can be, and that may include just saving more money, or starting a 401k account, or putting more away tax-free or tax-deferred. There's so many different ways to do it. Even if you think you know, I promise you, you don't know everything. So this is episode number 3 of our Retirement Boot Camp.
Hoo-ah!
Series for January 2020. And the first episode, we started out with basic training, where we went over the fundamentals of investing and how you save for retirement. And then last week, which was episode number 2, second week of the month, the tax man and I, we got into this new retirement tax law that was passed just at the end of last year. They snuck it into the Balanced Budget Act. And this is going to affect your retirement accounts and how you take your RMDs and how you pass on money to your legacy. So if any of those are of concern to you, if you're not sure if you're doing things right, you want to go back and listen, we have a great podcast. We spent a lot of time producing this. It's an excellent way to get our show in a bite-sized morsel, if you will. You can listen to it on your way to work, or you can listen to it while you're preparing a meal at night. Go to pyaradio.com. Again, pyaradio.com. And please, if you like it, you enjoy this show, tell a friend. Have a friend start listening to us. That would really mean a lot to me. Thank you for doing that. Now, it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
They say.
Are you kidding me?
So here's when they say that you should have technology in your portfolio. And I just want to ask the question because someone came in last week and said, hey, I was told I always have to have technology in my portfolio. In fact, this was a gentleman named Tim. And Tim had reached out to us. He had been listening to the show for a while. And he's been at Facebook for about 7 years. And he's accumulated over $5 million worth of Facebook stock. Now, he was told that he should have about 90% of his portfolio all concentrated in this one particular position, and that's where he sits today. Now, of course, the stock's done very well. It's been a nice rally, and he's sitting there pretty with that nice position. But he asked the question, should I have that much in technology? And frankly, we asked him, when are you thinking about retiring? And he actually wanted to retire last week. So the fact is that he's not so sure if he can. And he's really worried about the taxes he's going to have to pay and all that gain that he's had. These are great questions. And that forced Tim to be over-diversified in technology. Technology's been on a great rally right now. We all know that. And so we said to him, no, in your case, diversification makes more sense. And so it's not a bad idea to have some technology in your portfolio, but I think about it with maybe a little twist added to it. Like what? Well, if you aren't in Tim's position and maybe you don't work for a technology company and you're just investing through technology in your portfolios, you probably own Apple. Apple is in just about every single portfolio out there right now when it comes to large cap stocks. And that's what large cap has done well. Large cap growths have performed better than just about everything else. So as we start to think about where you want to invest in 2020, particularly with this new trade deal that just got signed this week, smaller names and technologies have done well, and they are probably going to grow at faster rates this year than the larger caps, and therefore they should outperform. Also think about this. The smaller cap technology stocks are not in the crosshair of the regulators. The bigger ones are. You hear about all the time on the news. So stocks in the S&P Small Cap 600 Information Technology Index right now trade close to the same PE as stocks in the S&P 500 Infotech Index. When you typically compare these, those price-to-earnings ratios are about an 18% premium. So I would start exploring some of the smaller technology names that are out there. You've got indexes as well that you can participate in. Just take a look at them. See what's available. See how they're doing and see what their values are. If they're undervalued right now, that could be a pretty interesting area to pursue. Another area of the economy which will continue to do well if the economy continues to build are cyclicals. What is a cyclical? What does that mean? I'm seeing money shifting to that area. That's why I'm talking to you about it. So a cyclical stock is something that has a direct relationship to a positive economy. Discretionary goods like maybe Louis Vuitton bags or Tiffany, things like that. Things you don't really need, but you will buy if you're feeling flush. You're feeling like you have cash. You're feeling like you have discretionary income. Those are discretionary types of stocks. Those are cyclicals. And right now there has been a shift going that direction because the market is expecting, again, another reasonably positive year. So investors can take advantage of this. You can look at broad consumer discretionary ETF funds. They're out there. Just check them out. If you're not sure what that means or how to explore that, you can always give us a call. But car parts places, luxury cars, things like that, all those sort of things will participate if that does well. Now, exciting. Talk about this. The U.S. trade deal was signed this week. That was monumental. That's going to affect the market. Where? Agriculture. Agriculture stocks should do well. Like what? Well, Bank of America this week came out and said Caterpillar. They put a $138 price target on that stock. I'm sorry. They raised their price target from $154 to $165 on Caterpillar. So they're expecting growth in that area. Also, UBS was recommending AIG. Based on their outlook that they're going to have improved underwriting results and significant profit margins. So these are all reports that are coming out. These are areas that could do well. I wouldn't abandon your defensive stocks either. If you are participating in consumer staples, utilities, low volatility type stocks, those are defensive, and those will continue to pay dividends and should do well through this overall reasonably positive economy. So take a look at that. Now, the other area that I really like is value. Value is starting to take off. For years, value stocks have underperformed. What's a value stock? Those are stocks that are trading at bargain prices when you look at their corporate earnings. They're just not loved. No one's paying attention to them, yet they still continue to do well. Value should do well this year. And as we know, it's been underperforming the growth stocks for some time. But the S&P 500 value index has trailed for the last 5 years. And I think this is the year that it's going to turn. And so if you look at going back to September of last year, the value index has trounced growth, returning 6.5% compared to just 2%. So it's a pretty interesting direction change that we're seeing right there. And that's why I'm encouraging you to stay diversified, because when you see these type of head fakes occurring, you know, obviously things can switch the other way. So that's why it's important to keep your allocation between value and growth. Make sure you're on top of that. Make sure you're rebalancing. And again, there's a lot of information that looks like value could do pretty well. You can pick up value indexes through ETFs. You can buy them through mutual funds out there. Again, remember to read the prospectuses. Always find out what the fees are. Maybe there's dividends that are baked in there that they haven't paid out yet that will hit you at some point if you own that position. And that can be a 1099 that'll be generated, and then you'll have to pay tax on that if it's in a taxable account. So go look at those sort of things before you just jump into them. Another area that I really like right now just to balance your portfolio would be treasuries. Treasuries will provide low volatility in your portfolio. And even though rates are relatively low right now, they're still pretty good when you compare them to the rest of the world. So it's important to keep your portfolio balanced, keep some safe things in there. And the other area I'd like you to look at is high yield bonds, but avoid the oil patch. Emerging market bonds, emerging market stocks in general, those are areas that I really like. And when I come back, I'll talk a little bit more about that. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, I'm going to share how to unlock a great growth strategy that maybe you're not aware of. It pays to keep it tuned right here. It's all coming up next. So stick around. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, and I am your drill sergeant this entire month as we unveil our boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. Today, we found that the number one key to financial success in retirement is, how do you control volatility in your portfolio? Big swings up, which is what we've seen, and down can cause you to run out of money. So it is definitely a great time to attend one of our workshops. Go to PYAEvents.com where we talk about these subjects. Last Thursday night, we were in Palo Alto at Ilford and I. We had a great crowd. The room was packed. It was literally filled. We had dogs in there and friends and family. It was a great time. We had great food. And we're going to be back at that location on January 21st. That'll be at Il Forno. We are just about packed. I think we have maybe one or two more seats. So if you want to attend that, pyaevents.com, go there right now. Get on the wait list because people do fall off, and then we would fill you in that spot. January 30th, we're going to be in Belmont, which is not too far away. So there's plenty of spaces there. If you'd like to attend that workshop, go ahead and register right there. And then we have quite a few more coming. So again, check it out, pyaevents.com. That's where you want to go to see if you could attend one of our events that are just a lot of fun. One way to protect your investments is to diversify your holdings across different asset classes. So in this episode of the Protect Your Assets Boot Camp, we've been talking about how to do that. But before I jump back into that segment, let me talk about some birthdays. Happy birthday! to Terry Legler, Susan Davis, and Lori Gretztinker. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you have an amazing birthday week. And my producer was talking to me about the show today. And this is the third segment of our boot camp series. The first one was all about fundamentals of investing, whether you're a pro or whether you're just a beginner, or maybe you have some kids, you want them to learn how to start saving or building a retirement account. Check out our podcast, pyaradio.com. Again, pyaradio.com. Now, when you get there, you're going to see that we have two podcasts that basically split out of these shows. We have one that's called the Market Series, which a lot of people like to watch. And so the Market Series. So those are brief, but it gets into what I'm thinking about the market. And this show sounds a lot like that series. And it is, because this is the third segment where we started talking about things you want to avoid this year in 2020 and things you want to invest in, because now the trade deal is signed. So we've been, that's why it sounds a little bit like it. So this particular show, there's basically like two different types of podcasts. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you've enjoyed what we've been talking about. And let me get back into the content now about how you want to think about investing in 2020, particularly with this new trade deal with China that just was signed this week. That was absolutely historic. One way to protect your investments is to think about diversifying them, having different pools of your money in different pockets, spread it out across different asset classes. I've been talking a lot about that this morning. If you missed any of that, again, go back and listen to that last segment where we're just getting into that. I also like to look at a combination of low valuations and fewer headwinds that affect stocks, particularly if you invest in stocks. You want to avoid things that could slow you down. One of the areas that I think would do very well this year and continue to do well, particularly with the other deal that looks like it's going to soon get done here, the MCA deal that has to do with Mexico and Canada, that looks like it's going to get done. This would be international indexes. So take a look at the MSCI market index in relation to U.S. S&P 500, say. That is trading at a P.E. of 14. That's pretty low when you compare that to where we're trading at, anywhere between 18 to 22, depending on who you read or what you look at. The Eurozone is just right around 13, and you have some emerging markets. I'm looking at emerging markets. Those are becoming very attractive to me. Those are trading around 12. Now, you see the EU this week, we had Germany. They're doing another round of monetary stimulus, which shows that they're behind keeping that economy growing. And as we know, in our local markets, the feds don't look like they're going to be raising rates very much. So all of these sort of things like that help international markets. And that's just the bottom line. So you really do need to take a look at that. And if you're not sure about particular stocks, I recommend looking at either a fund that does that, or an ETF. ETF indexes can participate in emerging markets, and that's something that, maybe you want to take a look at, particularly if you have no exposure there at all. And so take a look at that and make sure you have some allocation to your portfolio when you look at it as part of your stock holdings. I want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course all of my fabulous producers doing all the hard work back there in the studio, Phil, Felicia, Dora, and Raph. Thanks so much, you guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent Number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.